Something you put in a pistol.
You mean a bullet?
Or another...
a shell in a shotgun, but a bullet in a pistol.
What about in an ink pen? You know, you have a little cylinder of ink. You call that a...
refill. I really don't know. It would be just a cylinder of ink, but I don't know that I'd call it that. It's just a... they call the pens the cartridge pens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
I don't... When I put something, I know it's a cartridge, but... And if you're asking for a certain kind of a cartridge, you know, like the size of what was in it, I might speak of it that way. But most of the time, I would probably say bullet mm-hmm. or shell, mm-hmm. depending on which kind of gun I was loading. A 22, I'd put a bullet into,
mm-hmm.
maybe a cartridge. and then a shotgun, I'd put a shell into, mm-hmm. you see. That's common usage.
Something that you'd sharpen a straight razor on would be called a leather.
Strap.
And a small knife would be sharpened on a...
Probably on a stone, you know, a whetstone.
What about a bigger tool, like an axe? The thing that turn around, you know?
All right, yeah, I know perfectly well what it is because we've had one. The grinders, the scissor grinders use them, and I can't think. You want to tell me the word?
Did you ever hear it called a grind rock or grindstone?
Grindstone.
Hmm?
Grindstone.
Mm-hmm. And something that children play on, you could take a board and fix it over a tray.
Seesaw?
And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
playing on the seesaw or seesawing.
And did you ever hear taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump up and down in the middle, kind of like a trampoline?
Yes. But I don't know that I've ever heard of a particular name for it, unless it'd be a springboard. But springboard mostly is only at one end,
mm-hmm.
and you can, it's like a diving board.
What about a joggling board? Did you ever hear
I've
that?
Never heard it.
And you could take a board and anchor it down in the middle, and it'd spin around and around. You'd call that a...
merry-go-round, perhaps?
Okay,
I really don't know.
Any special
I don't
name
know that
it?
I would ever know what I'd call a one board like that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very like a merry-go-round.
And you could tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And something you could carry coal in.
Shuttle.
Okay. What did that look like?
Well, it was usually the ones I think of as a coal bucket or a shuttle were metal and had a sort of a spout
uh-huh.
effect on one side.
And
they had a handle and you could dump mm-hmm. the coal out.
On an old-fashioned stove, the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney...
That would be the flue.
Okay.
Or the stovepipe.
Is there a difference?
The flue, I think, was actually the chimney that went out, or the part that went out through the wall and outside. But the stovepipe was... I really think that your difference was very slight or a matter of evolution.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, you could move it in a...
wheelbarrow?
Okay. And the thing people drive nowadays, you'd call a...
You mean a car?
Any other names?
Automobile.
And something was squeaking. To lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Well, I think that would be to oil or grease, depending on what it was.
Okay. And you'd say yesterday he... what? His car?
Had his car greased.
Or yesterday he...
greased the car, but...
And if grease got all over your hands...
you would be greasy.
Okay. And something inside the tire of the car, you have the
inner tube.
And what people used to burn in lamps?
Oil, kerosene.
And did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No. I don't think I've ever seen anyone make a lamp, but I presume it could be done.
Did you ever hear of one called a flambeau?
No, a flambeau is a torch, as far
uh-huh.
as I'm concerned, one that would be made...